tell us a little bit about, you know, your curation process. How do you really curate content? I mean, there's so much information out there to deliver to such a massive audience, your attendees. So what's your process like curating content?
One of the challenges is that we have so many different kinds of content. So on the one hand, we have the conference content that I was talking about. On another hand, we have the music festival, which ran over 2,000 artists last year. We have the film festival, which screened over 250 films in 2016. So each one of those elements has a different different method of application and curation. Probably the most innovative is the conference content, which we have a proprietary piece of software called the Panel Picker. If you wanted to do a presentation at South by Southwest, you would go online, put all the information into the Panel Picker. It would go online for the world at large to vote. Hey, I like that idea. I'd go see Sarah, do her little session. And so that's a different way to get our audience engaged. If you're a music artist, you wanted to showcase, you would submit through Sonic Bids. That's an online system where you you upload your sound, your sound files or your video files, your promotional files, all of those kinds of things. And then we have people around the world who are listeners who can go on, they can, online, they can judge those. And then we use that as the basis for making our decisions. And finally, if you have a film that you wanted to submit, you're a little bit more old-fashioned in that regard. You would send your disc in, and they would play it on their DVDs. But we have a lot of screeners who will screen and judge films, and there are a couple or three people that would screen each one of those films, and then they would make their decisions based on that.